But it's a joy as well to have our next broadcast partner, Dr. Rob Congdon, reports on the European Union and what is going on in that region of the world, which is so key to our understanding of the end times as well. Rob, I want to talk with you, first of all, about what we have been focusing on here on the broadcast today, the speeches made at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City, in particular the Obama address, President of Iran, Ahmadinejad, and Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. Any comments, any reaction coming out of the European Union on these speeches at the UN?
Well, the reactions that I've been picking up on are pretty much what we would expect. For the most part, they basically are ignoring Ahmadinejad. They figured out or assumed what he was going to be saying. They heard him say it, those who heard it, those who remained in the meeting. And so there was no surprise there. It only further, I guess the term I would use is makes Europe ill at ease at what they're hearing. Europe is getting supportive of Israel in the idea that something has to be done, but of course the true European stance is it's got to be diplomatic. They really are trying to avoid any kind of overt military action almost at any cost. But they are very concerned by it. They were concerned that Netanyahu's speech stirred things up, and well, it should. And has got them talking again. So that was good. Almost no reaction to Obama. I think there is a growing disillusionment over President Obama as a leader. And so consequently, the comments have been very few or nothing significant other than polite observations.
I know that Canada is not part of the European Union. But Prime Minister Netanyahu went up to visit the Prime Minister there, Harper. And Harper has already cut off relationships with Iran. And thus, this was a plus as far as the Israelis were concerned. I believe the Prime Minister of Israel went there to just endorse what he has done. But it was very interesting what Harper had to say to the Prime Minister of Israel. He said that his speech is reverberating throughout the entire world. And that graphic that he used on the red line, very effective, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what you're hearing in Harper is a very positive stand. We need to keep in mind that Harper is, some people believe he's a Christian. He certainly is pro-Christian in his thinking, and therefore he would see the situation over there very similar. I neglected to mention, which we should, is that both Britain, France, and Germany are calling on the European Union to give more sanctions over Iran. So there is a reaction. They want to get tougher with it. And I think somebody such as Harper speaking for Canada can have a significant influence. We tend to forget about Canada to our north, but it does have an influence in world affairs because of its ties through the Commonwealth of Nations, and it also has strong ties over into China. So I think it's very significant that he would say that. That would sort of reinforce what was spoken at the UN by Netanyahu.
Well, let's focus back on Europe right now, Rob, and let's talk about the economic crisis going on. Looks like the people of Greece there in Athens, when they erupted with violent protests, are not eager to move along the direction that the EU is basically directing Greece to follow economically.
Oh, absolutely. What we're seeing now is moving through each of the countries that we would expect it to sort of progress. Each of them, they're struggling. They've recognized they're at the point something has to be done now. They've put it off as long as they can. What it means is, and of course there's two views, one view says government should keep spending, the other says you should go into an austerity mode, and as they do that, the people just don't want to give up all the benefits they had. If you'll notice, the striking people or the people demonstrating are either from the public service unions or they're just individuals who are, in most cases, have been getting really extremely large benefits in their jobs, and the government's been very generous to them. So you have really a tense time that's growing. People don't want to step backwards. They thought it would last forever. Now it's striking home as the unemployment figures start approaching in some of the countries up to 20-25% of unemployed, and the people are rebelling. Spain has had some serious demonstrations there, and in fact, Catalonia has even been talking about time to get out of Spain. So we have a lot of unrest, and it seems to be growing, and as I've suggested before, the ultimate solution is the EU is going to have to clamp down on all the countries and not allow the countries themselves to just make their own choices.
Well, that's what the Iron Lady, Angela Merkel, is telling Europe. They must stay the course and reform this situation economically.
That's right. She really is. She's kind of in the old Thatcher mode, the Iron Lady. It's really a struggle here for Europe because most of them are resenting Germany's influence and power, and yet Germany is the one that is in the position to be in the driver's seat right now. So they're saying the way it should go, and Europe at this point has to be buckling under and try to deal with the home fires, if you will, their people back home, and try and deal with the unrest.
You know, I've always heard that what happens in Europe jumps the Atlantic Ocean and comes to America maybe a month or two or a year or two later. That looks like a very viable possibility, doesn't it?
Exactly. I've been saying that, especially this last couple of weeks as I've been speaking and people are asking questions. I said we need to look at them as kind of the preview of what could happen here. We certainly hope we don't see some of this unrest, but governments are being brought up finally face-to-face with the fact that it just can't go on or can't be ignored. And so the tensions are growing. And various people are starting to speak out, and we'll just have to watch where it goes. But I do expect, at the least, the economic impact, and they're calling it now that Europe is about to go into a recession, a true recession again, that impact will be felt here just within a few months later.
Hey, I've got to ask you about this story that I read. 11 European Union states are now charting a course for a federal government, a federal Europe with an army. Boy, that sounds like Bible prophecy.
Well, it not only sounds like Bible prophecy, but what we've been talking about for 2 to 3 years now. You're going to have a single government, a powerful government that is over all the 27 countries of the European Union, and that government can only succeed if it has the might, if you will, carries the sword to enforce its rules. Therefore, you have to have some form of military, and what we've been saying, and I firmly believe, is the economics is going to force them into that position. There was an interesting little final line to a story this week, and I've got to mention it, and it kind of fits here because we're starting to look about where things are going. In Italy, there has been a lot of discussion. A former prime minister and actually former president of the European Union, Berlusconi, has made all kinds of strong statements. And the current gentleman, he's 69 years old, who's head of Italy right now trying to solve the problems, this is what we need to note. He was appointed senator for life last year. He is not elected. He doesn't have to be associated with any party to be renewed as prime minister in their next election. That sounds like the ancient Roman Empire, where we start talking about senators that are elected for life. So a little line most people have ignored, and yet it says to me, wow, the thinking in Europe is just like you're suggesting, one government with a military, and now we even see in Italy that they have a appointed senator for life. Very significant when we consider the Bible.
Yes, indeed it is. That scenario found in God's prophetic words seemingly being played out in the European Union today. Dr. Rob Congdon, he covers the European Union for us right here on Prophecy Today. Rob, thank you so very much. We'll talk again next week.
It's good to be with you. Lord bless. Goodbye.